All-Star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Yeah, somebody texts in, bring back the nickel at Kmart. Hey, man, let's start the petition now. By the way, too, in this edition of Things We Heard on the News, we made national news. Josh, you were ahead of the national news with your story about all the people, the wedding couples who are SOL after that place north of the metro closed down. And our reporter didn't catch the name of the CBS reporter, but she referred to Isanti as
Isanti.
Isanti. Which I'll say this, I think Isanti is better.
I like it.
Hey, heads up to Isanti County.
Yeah.
How about changing it to Isanti?
The Mississippi runs to Isanti.
Isanti County.
Isanti.
It's almost like dress.
It sounds like something you'd find in the shops at Crystals.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like Southdale. Or what's the fancy mall there over in Edina? Galleria.
Yes.
Shops of Distinction.
Yeah.
Dressed by Isanti.
You could tell I've shopped there frequently.
Maybe we should get somebody from Isanti County on the phone and see if we can convince them of changing their name. All right, so we've heard issues before about where we bring this up all the time. Where is it okay to bring a baby or a kid? Where is it not? Full stop, a comedy show, a late night comedy show. No, I'm sorry. Comedian Arj Barker, I think I'm familiar with him. I see the picture of him. I couldn't tell you much of his jokes, but he was on stage in Melbourne, Australia, Saturday night when he told the woman with a baby to leave the show. And I say, you know what, Arj, bravo, bravo. Why on earth, in what planet, do you think it's okay to bring a baby to a comedy show? There are certain circumstances that kids, I get it. You are a modern parent. You're a new parent. You feel it's your right to bring your child wherever you go that you should go. And there's been times where I've seen kids or babies at places where it's like, okay, but you know, you do you. But a comedy show? Really? In a statement posted to his Instagram page, Barker, who is an American, said a baby sitting a few rows away from the stage was talking at the start of the show, obviously making baby noises, prompting him to make a few jokes about it. But when the baby called out again, Barker became concerned. I calmly informed the woman holding the baby that the baby couldn't stay. I felt bad doing so and stated this at the time as well as several times throughout the remainder of the show. And as she was leaving, I offered to get her a full refund as a gesture of goodwill. Good move. Yes, if there's a woman with a baby, and it's just, and if you're a comedian, it's about rhythm, it's about the comedy is timing. Not that I'm some massive expert at comedy, even though you might think so. I appreciate that. It's about timing. You get into a rhythm, and if there's a child or a person, an adult, we see it all the time of people heckling. It takes away from the show. So I'm sorry. First of all, the woman didn't deserve a refund, but he offered her a refund anyway. He emphasized he made a very tough call with about 50 minutes of the show left on behalf of the 700 or so audience members who deserved to see the show they paid for uninterrupted. He also pointed out that the show was for audiences 15 and older, and that the theater should have flagged the baby's presence before the seat of the mother. Yeah, I'll say that. The theater has some responsibility here. I just feel like, okay, if it's an evening adult comedy show, and again, if it's 15 or older, that's 15 or older. And clearly a baby's not 15 years old. Now, if it's an all-ages show, yes, I technically think, I guess you can get in with a baby, but it's, again, in the middle of the night or late at night, a comedy show. In an interview with the Australian TV show, A Current Affair, they still have A Current Affair on Australian TV. The mother said she left the show feeling humiliated, adding that she'd gone to the show because it was something she did pre-kids and always really enjoyed. You know, I used to go to clubs in the middle of the night pre-kids, and it was something I really enjoyed. I'm not bringing my baby to a club in the middle of the night. Ferranda said that she attended the Melbourne International Comedy Festival show with a game plan to leave if her seven-month-old became disruptive. She started gurgling, babbling, but not for very long because I just gave her a quick feed and she was quiet. So she was breastfeeding at the time, too. I don't think this is about breastfeeding, though. I think this is about a baby who's making too much noise and a comedian whose performance is based on rhythm. So am I heartless, Josh Wheeler, that I say, I'm sorry, mom with a newborn baby, you're not welcome at a late night comedy show.
I don't think you're heartless at all. How would you, I'm trying to picture in my mind a scenario besides not getting a babysitter where I would bring a child to stand up. Now, personally, I've never been to haven't been to a stand up comedy show once yet. I need to.
Really? Well, then how would you know? How would you know if it's right?
I've watched enough to know that the content probably isn't. I understand it's a baby. They're not going to understand.
And there's family comedians, but typically, you go to a comedy show, it involves in the evening or late at night, and people, and there's a bar there. It's usually like there's alcohol being served.
It's an adult time.
It's just, it's like bringing a baby into a bar.
There is time management to when, and it's not about breastfeeding, but there is time management of when you can do that. And if that is the sole reason this person was at the show, then figure out a different time. Yeah. I know that's on a schedule, like you have to do it X amount of hours, at a time, but oof.
I'm on your side, Adam. I was at a monster truck show where a mother brought a little infant, which is totally ridiculous because of the sound especially, and no ear protection on the infant. Yeah, that is.
That's terrible.
That is terrible. That's abusive.
Reckless. Yeah.
That is because I think I've been to one monster truck rally, and it's so loud. I mean, even for adults, it's very painful to the ears. And if that child had no ear protection. Yeah. I've been to, like I said, we're talking about fish. I've been to a number of fish concerts, and people bring their young children. Most of the time, those kids have headphones on. Again, if the kid was under like 5, I'm not sure that I'm bringing the kid, even though they have a right to do that, I'm not sure I'm bringing that kid to that scenario. And I get it, you want to connect with your child, but once my kid is, 8, 9, 10, 11, come see where daddy hangs out. But again, you're watching for their protection, making sure they're, not seeing things or experiencing things maybe that they're too young to do. But an infant at a comedy show, sharing like a music concert experience with a 10 or 11-year-old, it's like, okay, this is music that I like. Do you like it? Great. But a baby's not getting jokes, or even like a 3-year-old's not getting any of the jokes.
Not to mention the crying.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Very rude mother with no respect for all the other people who paid good money for the show. Several years ago, we attended an AC/DC concert at the X. A couple brought their infant. Our ears were bleeding after, and wow, what about that baby? Yeah, I hope that baby at least had headphones. They buy those headphones for babies. Outrageous. What's next? No dogs at coffee shop patios?
It's a very good callback.
That is a good callback.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I think it was enough. I think mom shouldn't have brought the child. He should have handled this texter, though, says he should have handled the baby like any other heckler and just unloaded on it until it was humiliated enough to leave on its own. That baby is so ugly.
Just make baby jokes. I love it.
Of course, then they would just canceled him immediately.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's 11:17 on News Talk 830 WCCO. I started the show by talking about going to the Sphere on my own. It's been my third trip now, going by myself. And I think, going by yourself on a trip to a movie, to a restaurant, wherever it is beneficial. And I don't think you always need to share something like that with someone else. Who's with me? 651-461-9226. Got a lot of texts on this, so we wanted to revisit this topic. And I want to hear some phone calls because we've got some new listeners now. I want to hear about your experiences traveling alone, going to a movie by yourself. Maybe you did it and it didn't work and you're never going to do it again. I'd like to find out why, because I think you're missing out. I think there are plenty of times where you can travel or you can go enjoy something purely by yourself, and it doesn't make you weird. It doesn't make you a loner. And you can enjoy it actually even more in certain circumstances. We'll get to that next. The StylesFinancial.com talk and text line open for business at 651-461-9226. Learning to fly by yourself around the clouds, away from the home by yourself. Nothing wrong with that. I made another trip to Vegas by myself. And trust me, if you want to be alone in Vegas, it's probably a good site you could be alone in. That's all I'm going to say about that. Not that I didn't partake in anything you're thinking of, but you know, there's worse places to be alone than Las Vegas. But I've made this argument before that I think it's absolutely beneficial. Even if you've got a big family, you've got a lovely wife, you love your wife with all your heart, it's still beneficial sometimes to just get away. And if you're in that situation where she or he says, go for it, honey, take advantage of it. Get out of your comfort zone. Not that you have to go in the middle of nowhere and, you know, go on a survival hike or something, but just go off on your own. It doesn't have to be like a long travel. It can be just going to a movie alone, playing a sport alone, whatever you want to do. Mr. Carter, I go to the end of July by myself to Alaska and fish the Kenai River and ocean. My wife went 1 year, did not like the fishing experience. I go every year without her and developed a lot of friends that way. When I go, my wife is on the run on a trip with the girls, and I can tell you we're refreshed when we get back, just me and the bears. That I can tell you. Adam in Robbinsdale, one of our favorites, has called in on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Adam, I have a feeling you're with me on this one.
100%. Because actually, a couple times that you and I met, I was alone. And it wasn't just that.
That's right. That's right.
I went to the State Fair or Kieran's alone. I invited people to go with, and they're like, so I just go. But most recently, other than that, you brought up sporting events.
Yeah.
I went to all the Twins playoffs games by myself. And it's because I found standing room only tickets. Because guess what? I was there with other Twins fans.
Yeah.
And I had a hell of a good time. And I didn't have to worry about anybody else. Like, or, you know, do you want to go here? I just did whatever the heck. I just walked around the entire ballpark myself. And actually, I went to the home opener by myself. I just wanted to go.
100%. You know, Adam, I talked about how I went to the Twins playoff game by myself and had a very emotional experience because I felt my dad was there. And, you know, that's my dad and I love baseball. We love going to baseball together. And that was an experience I probably would not have had if I would have been with a friend of mine. Great point.
Right. There's something peaceful about it. It's you find your inner self a little bit even more so.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great day. Jerry has called in. Jerry, are you a solo traveler? Do you like traveling alone?
No, I've never found that as an appealing situation. My thought typically has been when I've run across these as I travel for business over the years, you meet a few people. Traveling for business solo, that's one thing.
Sure.
Traveling for pleasure and entertainment, I've always found that as more of a perversion and kind of what I would call a narcissistic situation.
Wait a minute, Jerry. We love you when you call. But perversion, how is somebody who travels alone perverted?
It takes many forms that I've seen. And it comes even down to just, again, when they go to these places, they're maybe connecting with a random person. Maybe having an affair of sorts.
Jerry, I got to stop. Jerry, I'm going to stop you there. I mean, you're a man, but you said you travel for business. You don't think there are business travelers out there all the time who are hooking up in other cities?
what I was, again, my thought is these cereal, you do that once, this fellow in front of me here who just talked,
yeah.
You know, going to the home opener like that, wonderful, good for you. But to do that repetitively across the country for different things on, again, I think it's more narcissistic. It's more about themselves and being, it's like runners. I found the same thing with runners.
Yeah.
Maybe you have too. They're real focused on themselves all the
selfish.
Time.
Totally that's selfish.
What I see in that.
You know, you turn me around. You know, Tom Hauser's run like I don't know how many marathons. You talk about a selfish guy. I think you're right. You nailed it on the runners, Jerry. Thanks for calling. Call in anytime. That's Jerry, who one of our favorite callers. Narcissistic of people to travel alone. What do you think, Josh? Am I a narcissist for traveling alone?
Man, the ego on you. Something else.
I know. It's. I mean, well, yeah. That's a given.
Yeah.
But I didn't think my solo traveling had anything to do that.
Yeah.
I love going to sporting events, concerts, state fair alone. That way, I don't worry about someone being late or having to adhere to someone else's schedule. That's it. And that's the same, you know, by the way, when you're traveling with a group. Even if my wife and I were the same here, and thank God, because I don't do well going on vacation with people who have to lay out every single moment of the trip.
Yeah.
And if you're one of those people, God bless you. I know that's like just a certain personality trait that you have to do. But me, nope. I don't want any other than, you know, if I've got like this weekend, if I have the concerts to go to, I'm going to the concerts. Other than that,
I would love to go to a destination concert. It's on my list.
Yeah. But I don't want any sort of plan. So. What a knucklehead. Love it when Jerry calls you. Should ask him on the show daily. Very funny. The guy's serious, though. I mean, I don't want to mock him at his expense. Funny enough, I'm just leaving the house now as my wife is having 5 friends over for lunch and said, I'm sure you can find something to do for the next 3 hours. So I'm off to lunch and then working out a great day ahead.
I thought they were going to say they're off to London or something.
I got 3 hours.
Yeah,
the Concorde will get me there. If I only went where my wife also wants to go, there aren't many places I would ever get to see. We got a phone call again. We got Jeremy from Minneapolis. Jeremy, you're next up. Are you a solo traveler guy? You think it's ludicrous?
Oh, absolute solo traveler guy, nice. And I'm nowhere near a narcissist. You know,
a pervert? What are you? You some pervert, Jeremy? Jeez.
Yeah, that guy, look at that guy, put a flag on that, look at him. So anyway, I found a place in Playa del Carmen, you know, south of Cancun, about 40, stay at the Riu Palace, Riviera Maya, it's top notch, it's the best. And for the first couple of years, went with a girlfriend, another year went with a friend, and now the last 3 years, I'm solo, you know, no timetable. Come and go as you please.
Yep.
And, you know, that just is so much more relaxing for me. And, you know, there's other times of year we go with significant other or whatnot. But that place, I go alone.
No, I don't know. If you stay like at an all-inclusive or not, or if you go into town, let me ask you this. Because I think there is something to the fact that, okay, if I'm traveling with someone or with a group of people, I just kind of feel safer. But there's something very freeing about going to a strange place like that and being by yourself and having to rely on, you know, your senses and about your sense of, okay, is this a good situation? I love the adventure of that. Do you agree with that, or do you kind of like to stay?
I do. I've done both all inclusive and not so much where you're going to town a lot. A lot of people like to shop.
Yep.
But, you know, you're a target, and you got a bullseye on your back for all the peddlers, and they are aggressive. They'll come, you know, they're not going to come up to you, but they are relentless.
Yes, they
and,
are.
And, you know, when I go by myself, then I'm even more of a target. Oh, a single guy, get this, that, and the other for you. No, I don't like that feeling, but I do agree that, you know, you're safer if you go in a group. But, you know, you got to, you know, bring your common sense with you. You don't go out late. You don't just go explore. Then you're in trouble, okay? You got to be smart. No doubt. But, I'm not going to change that.
Jeremy, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. That's Jeremy in Minneapolis. All right, 11:31. We'll find out what the buffoon at noon thinks about traveling alone. And we're going to dumber than we thought with the one and only Chad Hartman. I've got a great topic to start him off with about why my pilot yesterday might have been the greatest pilot I've ever had. That's next on CCO. Yes, we are. Here we go.
Mm.
Chad and Adam, 11:38. Traveling alone. I know you are with me on this one, right?
100%. Yeah. 100%. I have done it before. Restaurant.
Most exotic place you've traveled by yourself?
Nowhere
Thailand.
Exotic.
you and Tom Shane?
Uranus. I went there. I went to Florida a couple years ago on my own, and I heard you say that Brad said you can't go on a golf trip by myself. You know what happened? We had I wasn't paying any attention to the spring training scheduled. All of a sudden, probably Dan then said, you know, we're off Thursday and Friday. And I'm like,
music to your ears.
I'm like, oh, darn. And I didn't have Q that weekend.
Yep.
And I called. Like,
is this a listener trip?
No, this was like I didn't know. Like, oh. And so all of a sudden I go, well, geez, it was like maybe early March here. I called a couple buddies. It's hard, you know, and they're like, can't do it. I said, fine. So I went down on a golf trip. I met a couple people. I'm still friends with them now. You know?
Yeah.
Love it. I went to lunch 2 days ago, solo.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen and I, now we're divorced, so maybe I shouldn't brag about this, but there were times when we would go to theater and she'd want to go to one, I'd want to go to the other. We'd kind of pick the time. She'd go to her movie, I'd go to mine. Now, most of the time we did the shared things, but I think you nailed it. People are way too hesitant. And you know me, I thrive on being around people, but you can meet people.
Yes.
Or you can experience it on your own, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden peanut M&M guy is right next
peanut
to you.
Peanut M&M guy. Straight up peanut M&Ms. Nothing more than that.
I'm dubious of that. How pungent was the odor in the sphere?
Not as much as a usual fish experience, but they were not. I'll say this about the sphere staff. Nicest venue.
Amazing.
The staff has been was far and away the nicest staff of any venue I've ever been to, and they really
used to say that about Buns and Roses. So good
right.
to know this is ahead of Buns and Roses.
I had a couple guys that work in there at the door, but yeah, and again, it would have been a 10 out of 10, but the men's bathrooms were awful.
What was going on?
They were
there?
Just they're too small.
Yeah.
They only have one entrance and exit door. It was horrendous.
Okay, so when we did the California Adventure, because Quentin loves slot machines, loves fountains, we stayed at Bellagio, mm-hmm. and then we went to Sphere. Now, we went after U2. We were worried that Quinny wouldn't hold up, and Kathleen and I both love U2, so that we were going to flip coin.
Yeah.
So we saw their Earth show, and that's when I had one of the AI robots say to you, Adam, you are dead to me.
Yes.
But that theater, no matter how hyped you will hear about it, it exceeds expectations.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Oh, I mean, it's phenomenal. So I'm sure did you see two shows? How many shows?
Two
did you
shows.
See?
Out
two
of
shows.
Four, yeah.
Okay. What did you do the rest of the time?
I also love slot machines. Not as much as I used to. Remember when I said I figured out slot machines? You got the guy on?
We got a guy.
You got a guy on who wrote a book on slot machines.
Gosh, he genuinely, what is this, 5, 6 years ago, goes, yes. I think I figured out slot machines. And Cook and I just laughed, and he goes, no, I really think after we got a guy on who just, I mean, obliterated you. You had some theory about right before, or what was it
there
again?
There are certain machines where you can see a pattern develop. People will text me if you know. 651-461-9234.
Vegas is really struggling.
Yeah, I know. It's just woof. But that's actually had two college friends, one of whom I hadn't seen since college, who's a lawyer in a small town in Montana.
And you ran into each other.
Well, I knew they were going.
Well, then maybe this isn't a solo trip then, if you knew some buddies.
But I wasn't staying with them. One was with
Josh,
his wife.
Josh, does this count now? I think we've got a new X factor. If all
you
of a sudden
my whole theory is blown.
If he has friends who are out there, just because you're not bunking with them.
But we only spent a minimal of time together, and we weren't at the show together.
That doesn't count.
I think
the minute you contact them, it is.
I think you're out now.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
If you have other friends who are also on the trip,
they're not on the trip. They're on their own trips.
Were you in the same city?
Yes.
Did you social?
Vegas, big
did
city.
You socialize with them?
Briefly.
Josh, yes or no?
That's off the table.
At
off
dinner
the,
one.
Yeah. Off the table. You had dinner with them.
Are you saying this is what more fraudulent, my solo travel or slot machine?
I'm trying to decide.
No, we're just trying to point out the narcissist that you are. Remember
that's
that?
Right. Yeah. Jerry called and said only narcissists travel by themselves or perverts. It's like human traffickers or, you know.
Are you both? If you're a narcissist, are you also a pervert? Or could you be one without the
I
other?
I think you could be one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flying home.
Yeah.
On Sun Country, I had the greatest pilot. Why do you think I was the pilot I hold in the highest?
Okay, well, because you love the voice. You love the communication.
You're on the way. You're very close.
He was telling you about the plane itself?
Nope.
Because you love, you'll tell me I was on a Boeing, blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
He was old school. Talked when we take off, we're going to be going right to, by the Grand Canyon. Look out to your right when we take off. We'll see it. And once we were doing it, folks, look out to the right. This is just a breathtaking
view. I like that. I do like that.
Yes. And he told us, and he's told us exactly the route we were taking. We're going to go up through Colorado and these skirts. Going to go, but you know, it just gave us exactly. And that is such a lost art. Is it an art? It's a lost skill of the job.
How do we determine what is an art? Eye of the beholder, right?
Eye of the beholder.
Yeah, right.
But pilots used to, and I know.
They're mailing it in now?
They're mailing it in.
Yeah.
Give us the route.
Yeah.
Tell us what we might see, and if we're over something, say, hey, folks, if you want to look out the left side of the window.
Should they alter the route a little bit to make sure we get there?
I don't think they can.
Yeah.
FAA rules prohibit
that. I don't think you're allowed
that. Free wheel my own.
By the way, I'm taking my own route here. I've set up the FAA. They think we're going one way. We're not. We're going to a different place.
They told us to go around this storm, but I'm living life to the fullest, folks. We're going right through it. It's going to get bumpy, and we're going to like it.
Exactly. I'm kind of a commando, and buckle up, baby.
And the thing was, they were both younger guys, pilots. Usually I would think it'd be the older pilot. He says, this is the way we used
to
do it. But kudos to that Sun Country pilot.
Okay, so I had a flight conversation. We crossed paths as I was coming back last week. I was on a flight back, and there were four individuals right in front of me. I was, by the way, it was a flight reservation made too late. I was in the middle seat. Middle seat paranoia overblown.
Overrated, really?
It's overblown. You know, it's not my pick, but it's not that bad. It's really not that bad. So in front of me, we had someone directly in front of me because I'm in the middle, and then aisle. And then across the way, aisle, middle seat. They never stopped talking almost the entire flight.
Yeah.
It was frivolity. It was fun. I mean, they weren't talking about, like, bloodletting or attacking folks, but talking and talking. I got the noise-canceling headphones on. I'm watching Curb.
Did you give
actually.
Them a look? Like you're looking
well, they were, I mean, I could have stood up and stared at them. But where's your line? Like, how much talk is too much talk on a flight? Because it was a lot.
Yeah, that's
90% of the flight. They were.
I think most of us know that. Here's a good example. When I went on the cruise with my mom.
Yes.
My mom is a super talker. Loves to meet new people.
Don't want let that slide by people that you did go on the cruise
with. I did,
with your
right.
Mom. Yeah.
So I'm on the window. My mom's in the middle. And a strange woman is the third in her seat. Well, my mom starts talking to her. And they hit it off.
Yeah.
And they're chatting away, and I'll never forget this. The guy in front of us turned around and looked at my mom and just kind of gave them. And I almost, like, said, you know, mind your own business. But it's like, you know, I kind of.
You kind of liked it.
Got his point. Like,
he
mom.
Kind of liked it. Did you determine she was a strange woman right away, or when did you determine
she just was not a. No, she was fine. Just a, she
we called her
unknown,
a strange woman.
Unknown to
oh,
us.
Oh, stranger.
A stranger.
Yeah. Josh, I was going to say, we've discovered another one of her skills. Hey, you're a strange woman.
What?
Yeah, I mean, too much talking.
Yeah, you got to. There's certain times where just give it up. Because they make these flights now. You know,
should the pilot come in?
Okay, I want to talk to the ladies in row 25.
That's, pipe down.
You've reached your maximum amount of conversation. Knock it off. If you look at the left, knock you'll see the Great Hall of Montezuma. And if the woman in 4C could just shut the hell up, please.
All right. You're a walker.
I'm a walker.
I'm a walker.
I love walking.
Walking protocol.
Yeah.
What to do when you see the same person twice. That question next
I like
on CCO.
It.
I love this. 11:52. That's your Linda's Construction time check. Time to invest in LeafGuard brand gutters.
Mm.
So you're walking.
Yep.
You come upon someone.
Yes.
Depending on, I've usually got the headphones in, so I kind of make a soft, like, hello, hi.
The walk is way better with headphones.
Yes.
You know? With headphones in, I can walk 70, 80 miles.
Yes. Without stop.
Without?
That I can tell.
Without, I get to like 50 yards. Gassed.
So, but if you're doing a loop,
yep.
You come across the same person again.
Yes.
Do you have to acknowledge the person again, or can you just walk on your merry way without saying hello or even a head nod?
Okay. Do you, if you see them for the first time, do I know them? Okay, am I walking in my neighborhood? Because in my neighborhood, there are certain walkers. We've got a couple walkers.
Yep.
This one guy walks. I swear to God, we could have a tornado taking
still
place.
Still walking.
Tsunami.
Yep.
Could happen off the drainage pond, and he would still be out there. Big arm swinger, too.
Yep.
Excellent.
That's
arm
all right.
Swinging.
That
nothing
gets,
wrong. Nothing gets wrong
heart
with
rate
it.
Up.
Probably more exercise. I'm more of a nod guy.
Yeah, I'm a nodder.
I'm a nodder.
But I have my headphones in, so I think I'm audibly saying hello, but I can't be sure.
You're not like, hey!
Yeah, I'm like,
I got my headphones
I'm just like,
in.
I can't really am I actually audible? I don't know. But
yeah.
Or do you do a pithy like, hey, there you are again?
No, I really don't do that.
There he is again.
I might do that.
We meet again.
I might, oh my God, I might run you over if you did that. I was there walking the other way. I might double knot. I'm not going to be the
I'm a double knot. I don't want to, yeah, it's just, I feel very awkward not acknowledging someone at all.
Are you just going to stare at them?
No,
and
just
keep
like
walking?
You're approaching. You wonder when the right time to look over is. You know, you don't want to be staring at them the entire time.
What if while you're on your walk and there's some level of exercise part of this, they try to stop and have a stop and chat?
That's usually not happening.
So do you just hold on to the guy?
Hey, keep walking.
Hey, Adam, how are you? And you just,
I don't got time.
You just walk right
no,
by
but
the
somebody
guy?
Somebody I know and wants
or
to
the
talk.
Gal?
No, I'll stop and talk.
Yeah.
By the way, I forgot. I've totally forgotten till now.
You had five more friends on this trip to Vegas, Josh?
They were in my room.
Turns out
totally
Jen
forgot.
Was
yeah.
there.
What a fraud.
No. Siggy was there.
Talking about the outrageously long line for the bathroom. I said, hey, you're doing a chat and cut. And the guy got it, turns around. He's like, the chat and cut. Can you believe it?
So
like,
great.
Like, everybody knew what I was talking about. Oh, man.
It's very, very good.
No, I'll acknowledge someone a couple of times.
It's hard to not, right? Josh, where do you stand on that?
So, the walk thing, yeah. I live in an apartment, and whenever I cross paths with somebody in the hallway in an apartment, it's always like a hey, like just smile or wave.
Yep.
Like it's and sometimes it's nothing. I'll say hey, and they'll just be like, just keep walking. I'm like, all right, have a good day.
Yeah, sometimes.
But yeah, the walking outside thing, I'm definitely just the genuine hello. That way, you're not going to hell. So
that's it.
That's
Josh and determined. That's
the
how
bar.
You
for hell.
I've always been a walker, and like Josh, I've lived in apartment before. I remember years ago, I used to walk the apartment hallway too. If it was horrible outside,
it was a COVID thing too.
I remember. Yeah. Well, then we probably were in our hazmat suits, you know. So during COVID, I remember one time a guy came on and said, "Are you walking the hall?" I go, "I am." Oh, I just wanted to know. Like, I don't know if I was supposed to not do it. Like, I don't know. I was like Bigfoot going by the apartment
you
or not. You
probably hear your steps out there. That's why you
yeah.
wanted to know.
Yeah.
Or you were casing the joint.
Yeah. Maybe he was worried about that.
If you see someone twice while walking, ask them to go on a trip, then you don't have to go by yourself.
Yeah.
Someone who gets it. Or does that disqualify me from having a solo walk?
Turns out Jimmy Francis was on the trip. Your mom was on the trip. How many other people were on this trip?
But I was by myself.
Yes.
What are we continuing with? What do you got?
We're going to start with the Hennepin County warning or not warning and who received it and who didn't receive it. And do we really trust, if God forbid something bad happened, the communications and then the paranoia and the social media component to all of this.
We'd handle it well.
We would not handle it well at all. And last night was just a small part of it. And then ask Adam anything at 12:35.
It's all coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Fantastic.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.